Welcome to Kingdom Connections with Prophet Evelyn Derry, where you will be empowered on your journey in Christ.
We at Evelyn Derry Ministries would like to thank you for tuning into our live broadcast every Thursday. Your continuous support is appreciated. Evelyn Derry Ministries would love to hear your feedback. Call us at 318-562-3500 to leave a message or inbox us at evelynderryministries@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, you can go back and listen to previous episodes at any time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/evelynderryministries.
Let's get in the very presence of Hallelujah. We are expecting a holy visitation on tonight, that the Lord will begin to fill this broadcast with his holy, my God, hallelujah, presence. God, we thank you tonight, hallelujah, that you are God and that you, oh God, hallelujah, would touch somebody tonight. Come on and get into the very presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God for your spirit on tonight. Come on and give them praise. Hallelujah.
I give my
away. Come on, somebody say it with everything in you. I give myself away.
I give myself away. Generation
of surrender singing,
I give myself away.
That is positioned for God to do something incredible through this generation.
I give myself away.
A generation completely unafraid to lift up their voice and say,
I give myself away.
God, we're not afraid. We have no fear. We sing it.
I give myself away.
Say it for the generation of the earth who are longing and looking for you. Come on, say it.
I give myself away.
You're saying, God, here I am. I withhold nothing. I give you my everything.
I give myself
so you. I love not my life even unto death. I say,
I give myself.
You might not even know what that completely means, but God's looking for a generation.
I give myself
who will say it unashamed. Come on, lift up your voice just one more time and say it.
I give myself
away. Give myself away. I give myself away.
Welcome our host, Prophet Evelyn Derry. God bless you. God bless you, Kingdom family. We're so excited tonight to have you on our broadcast. I am your host, Prophet Evelyn Derry, and I would like to thank you for tuning in to our broadcast. On tonight, We have an awesome topic for you. I tell you, my God, it has been leaping in my belly, my goodness, because God is beginning to prepare us that we will be able to birth our destiny. We're going to give you some tools for the kingdom. So right now, I hope that you have some very, very special things with you. I hope that you have your pen. I hope you have your paper and your Bible. We will have some scriptures going forth, and we will actually have some fun tonight. So on tonight, get ready, get prepared as kingdom citizens, as kingdom ambassadors. I pray that you are equipped to go for it tonight. I want to open up tonight just a little bit different. I want to open up with a short prayer just to help us to engage in the word that we're about to receive. Father, I thank you now, God, that you, oh God, will begin to decrease me. Let your power, God, let your force, oh God, let your strength, God, be here tonight, God. Father, we thank you now for what you are about to do. We thank you for what we're about to feast in tonight. We thank you for your word, and we thank you that after today, we are going to press with all of our might to push towards our destiny. And it's in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, praise the Lord tonight. Tonight, I am starting a four-part series called Birthing a Legacy. Now, I want to let you know that your legacy is your birthright, what you were born to do, what is inside of you, and also it is the ability to be able to pursue what God has given you. I want to tell you tonight, don't you sell out. Don't you sell your birthright. Don't you sell your legacy. Don't you sell your purpose. You have to continue to push forward no matter what comes your way, no matter what the haters are saying, no matter what the critics are saying, no matter what anyone says, you have something that God has placed in you. On last year, I started off the new year by saying, God has hidden treasures in earthen vessels. That earthen vessel is you. God has placed something inside of you, and you're going to have to push with all of your might to be able to pursue what God has for you. So on tonight, I want to open up. I want you to turn in your Bibles, if you have your word, to Genesis 25. Genesis 25, starting at verse 21. And I'm telling you, God is going to begin to speak to your spirit. I pray that you will be enriched on tonight. I pray that you will be able to see the things that are before you, see it plainly, and be able to pursue the things that God has for you. Once again, that's Genesis 25 and 21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. What is the area that you have been barren in, lacking, where there has been no production? I'm telling you, if you fully engage with God, if you fully begin to seek God, God will begin to birth something inside of you. I want you to say this with me tonight. There's a shift in me, and I'm birthing a destiny. There's a shift in me. I'm birthing a miracle. If you can say that with me tonight, I'm telling you, you're going to begin to see so many wonderful things from the Lord. I'm going to keep going to verse 22, and it says, and the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. My God, you know what? Anything that's coming to you and it seems like it's a struggle and it seems like there's something going on inside of you, there's a struggle going on inside of you, you can entreat of the Lord. You can go to the Lord, and the Lord will begin to reveal those things to you and show you where you need to push more and where you need to continue to go forward. And I'm telling you, he will do it for you. He will help you to reach the place that you're seeking him for. Now, as we continue to read on in verse 22, and it says, and the children struggled. Come on. And that's what I just read for you. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manners of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her day to deliver were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. My God, hallelujah. I'm getting excited right here. There's something that God has placed inside of you, and there's some rumbling going on. There's some things going on inside of you, and it's time for you to push that thing forward. You know, as I begin really to study more of the word and begin to seek the Lord, there's so many wonderful things about the scripture here that is revealed. First of all, we're reading the scripture about Jacob and Esau, and even in the womb, they would not get along. They fought even before they were born. And during the birth, Esau came out first. Jacob held on by his heel, but he still was second. So Esau was the one that would inherit the birthright. A lot of times God can give you something. He can give you a birthright. He can give you a destiny. He can give you a vision. And you can just, you know, carelessly not care about it. I began to really go into just studying, and I was looking at something from Miles Monroe as I began to study some of his books. And one thing that he said is that the graveyard is full of dreams and potentials and destinies. You know what? There are a lot of things that are right there that are buried in the grave because a lot of people did not pursue their purpose. They didn't pursue their destiny. They didn't pursue their dreams. And all of that went down the drain when they died. You need to understand it should be your everyday wish, your everyday push to reach the untapped potential that you have not reached yet, and to make sure that when you die empty, that you will rob the graveyard, as Miles Monroe would say, you will rob the graveyard of all of your gifts and talents and abilities, and that everything that you were supposed to do, that it comes to pass. And so I just want to encourage you to push with inside of yourself. Within 2016, we have just pushed ourselves over into the new year, and we can't afford to give up our momentum and our drive. We have to push so that we are able to accomplish what we set out to do. Things here concerning Jacob and Esau was the fact that Esau didn't even really want the birthright at the time. He wasn't caring about it. It didn't really matter to him. He had other things that was on his mind. And so, you know what, it didn't matter if his brother had it. He really didn't care about it. So there was an opportunity that came, and his brother Jacob took it. Now, listen, some of us are selling our birthright, our gifts, our visions to people because we're too lazy to actually do what God has told us to do. Now, I'm telling you that for him to actually sell his birthright for a pot of stew, that was just like, you know what, getting a bowl of soup for $1 million. You know, and it's the thing about it is, I would rather have the inheritance that God has placed inside of me instead of just one day of food and one day of, you know, a blessing. And this is the thing that happens most of the time. People are looking at the now, the right here and now, and they're not thinking about their future and their destiny that lies ahead of them. So the first thing they do, they have tunnel vision. They're thinking about what happens right now. Some people actually think about, you know what, I might as well have fun right now. I might as well squander all of my money right now because, you know what, I'm not worrying about the future. You need to be concerned about your future. You need to be concerned about leaving a legacy for your children and your children's children. You know, you don't want to just sell out right now and they have to struggle. You should want them to be more well off than what you are. You know what, I pray that even my children, my spiritual children, I pray that they get ever more just more further than I could ever get. I'm always praying that they're able to achieve much more, far much more than I could ever achieve. I always push them and encourage them to get their education, to build themselves up, because I want them to get everything that God has for them. So you have to be concerned about your destiny. You have to be concerned about your future. You have to be concerned even about those who will follow behind you. That is just, you know, it's so important for you to stay focused on that. Now, in Proverbs 13 and 22, it talks about leaving an inheritance for your children and your children's children. You have to understand that it should be your pursuit to leave something for those who are a part of your circle, for those who are part of your family, those who you love. You ought to want to give something back to them. So let your life be, guess what, that blessing to them. By them seeing you living on purpose, guess what, unapologetically being who you are, not apologizing for being that awesome person that is pushing forward to your destiny and your dreams. And one of the things that we begin to see, I just really wanted to show you this about Jacob and Esau. They were very, very different. They were different in all kind of ways. First of all, Jacob's skin was smooth and Esau's skin was hairy, and they looked different and they act different. When they got older, they were more different. First of all, Esau, he liked to deal with animals, and his father liked him because his father loved to eat meat. So his father had him as the favorite. And also, we find that Jacob was more quiet and subtle and stayed indoors. And you know what? His mother, Rebecca, she found him to be the favorite. She favored the son because of his uniqueness, and she wanted the best for him. Now, I want to tell you that even though you have some people who are in your circle that God has blessed with other gifts and ability, you have to find your zone. You have to find your destiny zone and stay in your own lane. Just because your family member may be doing something else doesn't mean that that's what you are to do. And even if, you know, I look at prophets all the time because I hear a lot of people talking about the differences in prophets, and there are a lot of differences even in the prophetic gifts. We have prophets that are able to see destruction. We have prophets that are able to see dreams and visions. They have prophets that are able to see just things to be able to birth out of people. So we have different gifts. And guess what? We are all unique for a reason. And that is the reason why you want to begin to have people around you who are different, who can see things at a different perspective than you. You're not supposed to try to make them be like you or you be like them. You need to be that unique, different person that you are because you were born to be the way you are. You were not born to copy off of anybody else. You are not a carbon copy. You are a designer's original. God made you the way you are because he wanted you to be great. He wanted you to be special. He wanted you to be unique. He wanted you to be exactly who you are. I love that, unapologetically. I don't know exactly who it was I first heard it say, but I've been hearing a lot of people say it lately, and I'm telling you, you need to be unapologetically who you are. You don't have to apologize for being great. You don't have to apologize for pursuing your destiny. You don't have to apologize. Listen, if you have friends and family members who don't understand that it's going to take time, it's going to take energy, you might not be able to talk to them on the phone, because you don't really have time. When you're pursuing your destiny, you don't have time to sit on the phone and rehearse things that happen over and over again. You don't have time for that. You need to begin to pour into yourself. You need to be motivated to push forward. You don't have time to sit around and worry about who's talking about you and who's being critical. You have to push forward. So those people who are part of your circle, those people who are part of your tribe, they already understand that you're in pursuit of your destiny. So they're not getting upset when you're not calling them. They're not getting upset when you haven't texted them, because they understand that there is a purpose that must be given birth to. These are the kind of people that you want to surround yourself with, people who understand
understand the passion, that understand the drive, that understand the adrenaline rush and the push. Those are the type of people that you want to have around you. Now, even when it came to the birthright, Esau gave it up for a pot of stew. He wasn't really worried about it. He said, you know what, I'm hungry right now. What have you given up that you have given up right now that you needed to hold on to? There are some things that you've given up and you needed to hold on to it. Don't you give up on that education. Don't you come on here. Don't you just say, you know what, I quit, I give up, I throw in the towel. You may need to change your major, but you need to be in pursuit of, I'm telling you, come on here. You get your education. You know what, the more knowledge you have is a powerful thing. You need to make sure that you're studying, that you're being enriched, that you're opening up your word of God, and that you're beginning to really ask God to begin to reveal the scriptures to you. Don't just take these notes and not go back to it and not go back and say, you know what, I have something inside of me that I need to give birth to, and I need to push forward to it. You're going to have to study, and you're going to have to begin to really search the scriptures so that, come on here, that you can get exactly what God has given to you. Don't throw away your birthright. Don't throw away your blessing. When you are birthing a legacy, everyone cannot go with you. My goodness. I'm telling you, a lot of times we're trying to hang on to people who don't mean us no good, people who are sabotaging us, people who are lying on us, people who are taking stuff from us, they're taking business from us, they're taking opportunity. You can't go, everybody can't go with you in this season. And when you understand that, you'll understand why the more you were elevated, the higher you get, the smaller your circle will become, because everybody can't handle the higher altitude. Everybody can't handle where you're going, all right? So I want to tell you, make sure you're not trying to take just any old riffraff with you. The next thing I want to tell you, when you're in a birthing room, you know what? It's smaller. It's a smaller thing. It's, you know, not a whole lot of people can be in there, because you don't want your blessings and stuff to get contaminated. So make sure you understand there's not enough room for everybody to go. There's not enough room for everybody to elevate. So you have to understand that if everybody has their time and their season, that they need to get their blessing. So I want to let you know, make sure you're not trying to take someone with you that's not authorized to go with you on the journey to your next place. So who are you fighting with? Are you fighting with yourself as you're trying to birth your legacy? Because a lot of times we find ourselves fighting against ourselves. I hope that's not you tonight. Amen? Hallelujah. Know your difference. Know who you are. Everybody got to know what they were created to do and know their differences. You know what? The reason why we think about a husband and wife, most husband and wife teams that you see, the thing about it is they're different. They're unique. Why? They complement one another. So you may have one spouse, you know, the husband or the wife, one spouse may be real quiet. The other one may be more upbeat and outspoken. And the reason for that is that when the one that's kind of low, you know, low key, they don't speak out, then the other one is able to speak up and to handle things that the other one can't handle. And also, if there was so much alike, a lot of times it would get boring. So the uniqueness keeps things fresh, keep things moving, keep things open. I know what you're saying. My goodness, that has been a struggle. But even in your friendships, you'll find that even opposites, you know, friends that are different. Why? Because they get to see things at a different perspective. Understand your difference. Know your difference. Know why you're different. All right? And that's, you know, this is an awesome, awesome thing tonight. As I really began to study, I found out that there's so many things that we miss by trying to fit in with other people. All right, so I'm going to give you a few things, a few steps to birthing your purpose. We've already went over, like, the outline of some things that you need to have. So number one, you need to identify the gift that God has given you and work it on purpose unapologetically. Listen, God has given you something. But sometimes we don't know what it is because we didn't take our time to seek him. Before you get started, before you try to do anything, make sure that you're spending time in the Lord. Make sure that you're seeking the Lord for the vision that he has for you, that you can be able to push forward to your purpose. Your gift will be the thing that bothers you. If it bothers you to see somebody hair all over their head, nappy and scrappy, guess what? That's your gift. God has given that to you so it can bother you and push you to help somebody else. Your gift, your legacy that you will be that thing that drives you bananas. If you don't like to see stuff dirty and you're always ready to tidy up, that's something that God has given you. He placed it in your hand, and you can have that service to be able to help someone. If you don't like to see people live in shambles, if you don't like to see people all up and you're always trying to help them, it could be that you're going to be a teacher, that you're going to be a counselor or something like that because of that desire to see someone happy. You might even be a pastor. You might be a teacher. Whatever it is that God has given you, it will be identified with that thing that you hate to see undone. And you want to get it fixed. You know what? You have inside of you something that you were born to do that nobody else can do quite like you, and you can do it if you pursue your destiny. What problem were you created to solve? Hallelujah. Your inheritance is what God has given you. And watch this. Most of the time when we talk about inheritance, the first thing that people think about is cash flow, money, coins. They think about how they can make money and how they can leave finances. Listen, it's a wonderful thing when your family member has left you with wisdom. My God, you could have all of the money in the world and not have any wisdom, because a lot of people who are even some people who are smart don't even have any book sense. They don't have any street sense. They don't have any sense at all. So you could have wisdom or you could have money and not have one other thing. So you need to make sure that you're asking God for the greatest thing. One thing I love about Solomon, he could have asked for money. He could have asked for a lot of things, but he asked for wisdom. And that wisdom that he had, it went a whole, my God, it went a long way. When you have wisdom, my goodness, it can take you a long way. All right, so make sure that you are actually tapping into that thing that will leave an inheritance for you. God will put other things in your life, but guess what? It's nothing like knowing the Lord. When you know the Lord, that favor of the Lord will be upon your life, and you'll be able to accomplish so many things. All right, so number one is identify the gifts that God has given you and work it on purpose unapologetically. Number two, be committed to your purpose as what? You are content with the things of God and looking to him to help you to do it. You have to be committed to your purpose. You know what? Every day you need to wake up, not to waste time, but you need to have a schedule that you are committed to actually begin to pursue, that you can actually do what God has called you to do. Your commitment to your future, your commitment to your family's future is going to take you a mighty long way. You need to push forward towards your purpose. You need to push forward towards your destiny. You need to have people around you who believe in you. Stop having people to hang around you that don't appreciate you. It's time for you, come on, to evict those that don't believe that you can actually have what you say. My goodness. Hallelujah. You need to begin to, come on, it's time for you to evict some people. It's time for you to get some people out of the way that have been keeping you down where you don't even believe in yourself, where you don't even believe that you can pursue the things that you set out to do. All right. Number three, be motivated no matter how things look. Your business and dreams must come to pass. Listen, I don't care if they're telling you that you can't get the loan for your business. Listen, I'm telling you, if you keep pressing and you don't give up and you are consistent, see, consistency is key to releasing miracles. Come on. As you're consistent Come on, that's the key to your miracles being released. Consistently in prayer, going to release some miracles. When you're consistently seeking after the things of God, come on. He says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all of those things will be added unto you. These things will be added unto you. You won't even have to worry about it because you're being consistent, because you're in pursuit of God. You're in pursuit of your happiness. You're in pursuit of your destiny, and nobody can stop you. Number four is to take advantage of your birthright that you have been given, and don't throw it away. Don't give it away. Don't let it spoil. Don't let it die. Come on. You have to push forward. You have been given a destiny, and you must pursue it. You've been given a purpose, and you must carry it out. Don't waste a moment by allowing yourself to be around the wrong people speaking in your life negativity. One of the biggest things that can stop you and trap you is listening to the voice of a negative person. I think about all of the people that told me that I was not going to be able to finish college because I was getting too old. My God. So 2 degrees later, what do you have to say? Come on here. You can pursue whatever you set out to do, but your mind must be made up. You must be ready to pursue the thing that God has purposed in you. You must be ready to move forward no matter who's lying on you, no matter who's being critical. I don't care if they're saying they're about to come and take something from you. Whatever has been taken, guess what? It wasn't yours in the beginning. Come on. Because what God has for you is for you, and that means it's going to remain. So if somebody is an Indian giver, they gave you something and they took it back, let them take it back. Because what they took back, God going to give you double. Oh, my God, my God. That's the word today. Listen. Amen. Glory to God. God going to give you double for your shame. I don't care if they're coming to get, amen, glory to God. They might be trying to come and get your vehicle. They might be trying to come and get something that they thought that they gave to you that they could take back. But God going to give you double for your trouble. Come on. Glory to God. I'm telling you today, don't you worry. God is ready to release double. Somebody needs to say, I'm waiting on the double to be released. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on God to release that double. Amen. Yes, it might seem like it's over. It might seem like they all left you. It might seem like you've been abandoned. But guess what? In the midst of you being separated, good God Almighty, I think about, amen, hallelujah, when the prophets were in the cave, and when they came out motivated, my God, hallelujah. When Elijah came out of that cave, amen, glory to God, he had the man of God, Elisha, that ministered unto him and said, hold up, you got more in you, come on, you got to come out of that cave, you got to come out of that crisis, and you got to go and do what God, that's still work, come on, I'm telling somebody on here tonight, there's still work for you to do, there's still need of you. God is ready to do supernatural. Don't you give up. This is not the time or the season for you to give up or quit, because God is about to do something supernatural on your behalf. My God, my God. Number five, let your aspirations be pure. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And do not allow yourself to tear down another to get what you desire. God has placed favor in your life, and you will get further with that favor than self, guess what, self-motivation, self, come on, watch, you know, everybody want to try to promote themselves. You're going to get further than that without doing self-promotion when you're trying to promote your own self. So learn to trust God and position yourself for greatness. Do not try to tear down another, because, listen, it's going to come back to you. I had a message earlier, and it talked about reaping what you sow. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So if you try to sow seeds of discord, you try to tear another man down, you try to hurt somebody, you try to take money off their table, you try to take money out their home, guess what? The same thing going to come back to you, and it's going to come when you least expect it. So you need to make sure if you're trying to make somebody, you know, look shameful and you're trying to embarrass somebody, that embarrassment will come back to you. But when you do something righteously and when you do something to bless somebody else, come on, God gonna bless you, come on purpose. He's gonna anoint you, come on, by design. He's going to strengthen you in every area. And can't no devil in hell stop you, because guess what? Amen. Glory to God. Can't nobody curse what God has blessed. Come on here. Can't nobody bless what God has cursed. Good God Almighty. You need to stay on the side of God. You need to stay on the side of blessings. Amen. And not curses. Good God Almighty. Because all of these things can be added unto you if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Deuteronomy, amen, hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28, come on, hallelujah, glory to God. So if you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and you do all he commanded you to do, then God will bless you, amen. Blessings and obedience come from the Lord. When you're obedient, amen, glory to God, and you're following exactly what God has said and you are allowing God to move, he will move some things, my God, on your behalf. Good God Almighty. I am so excited for the things that the Lord is saying to you tonight. I hope and pray that you're taking down these notes. I do have two more. And then listen, everybody that's on here tonight, listen. I want you to start pressing one to speak to the host. This has been a blessing to you. You've been following me on this actual broadcast tonight. You've been blessed. Why don't you let somebody else know you've been blessed? If you would like to pray a prayer request or you would like us to pray for you, press one to speak to the host now. She's going to start getting the people in queue. I want to thank God tonight for my assistant, Miss Candy Benefield, who's here with me tonight, and she's going to be on standby to actually take those calls. So if you have been blessed, you have a question, you have a comment, you have a concern, I only have two more to give to you tonight, and then we're going to go to our callers. So with that being said, I want you to stay tuned. Amen. I want you to be motivated to pursue your dreams and your aspirations, okay? All right, number six, know your worth. Come on here. Don't dumb yourself down. Don't settle for less. Come on. Don't just take mediocre, but strive for excellence. I've seen so many people just settle for a man. They say, oh, that was the first man that came. Listen, you got to be specific when you're asking God for something and not just settling, because you're going to have to live with that the rest of your life when you settle. So don't just settle. I remember several times going on a lot, and I didn't want a car. But they kept telling me all I could get is a car. I got a car and never was satisfied because that's not what I wanted. At first I wanted a van, and then I wanted an SUV. But a lot of times I settled. But the time that I went on that lot and I said, you know what, today I'm going to get my SUV. I haven't had to look back. I have been excited because God has released to me what I asked him for, and I did not settle. Glory to God. Because you're intelligent, because you're smart, because you're witty, because you're ambitious, don't you settle yourself down to dumb yourself down. Come on, to try to fit in with people who are going nowhere. You have to understand that God has placed that ability for you to be ambitious, for you to be anointed, for you to be powerful for a reason. So you need to understand that nobody has the ability to tear you down if you are in your zone, your destiny zone, pushing forward. You don't allow nobody to dumb you down. You don't settle for mediocre. You don't settle for just getting by. You don't settle for living from paycheck to paycheck. You're not just concerned about job, just over broke, but you're, my God, you're being inspired to own your own business, to be able to, my God, to work your own pace, to be able to have untapped, unlimited potential of earning your money. Come on, you don't have to settle. You have to push forward. Learn to benefit from what God has given you. Learn to benefit from the knowledge that God has placed inside of you. My goodness, I hope you've been blessed so far. And number seven, the drum roll, please. My goodness, my goodness. Number seven, this is the last and final one. Woo! We're almost there. We're pushing toward our destiny. We're pushing toward our purpose. They got some. We're excited. You saw that? Amen. Even the audience excited. You ought to get excited tonight. Amen. Because you're victorious. You are a winner. Come on. Glory to God. You were created to succeed. You were created to pursue your destiny. You were, my God, you were created to press forward. You were created to abundance and everything else. But here we are. Number 7. Target your desired outcome. And don't stop until you hit the bullseye. Somebody should say, bullseye, I'm there. Come on. I've hit it. I pursued it. I'm there. I'm a winner. I'm victorious. Amen. Glory to God. You need to cheer your own self on, because when you reach the place called there, then you got another place you got to get to, the next place called there. And then when you reach that place called there, then you go on to the next place. And you keep on pursuing your destiny until you win. My goodness, don't you stop. Don't you quit. Don't you give up. Don't you throw in the towel. It's not the season for you to give up, but it's the season for you to prosper. It's not the season, glory to God, for you to try, amen, glory to God, to do something somebody else has done, but you need to be able to do what God has created you to do. I'm telling you tonight, it's time for you to birth your legacy. You're birthing your purpose on purpose. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God. You're birthing your purpose on purpose tonight. Amen. What a blessed time that we're having here so far. I want to thank God for getting us to this point at this time. At this time, please pause for a quick commercial and listen. While we're waiting on our commercial, you can follow us at Evelyn Dairy Ministries on, guess what, on Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook. I'm saying somebody must be coming up with something like that, amen. You can follow us on Facebook at Evelyn Dairy Ministries. You can also follow us on Instagram, amen, hallelujah. And also you can follow us at ImpactFireMinistries.com and Global Impact Prayer. Listen, we have an awesome prayer line. It's on Wednesday mornings from 6 to 7, 1 hour of power. You can join us, and that number is 218-548-0995. And the code is BLESS. I'll make sure you go to our Facebook page or you go to our actual Twitter. You can find that information out. We would love to have you join our line. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We're also on Periscope. I know I got some people here from Periscope. Thank God. I'm so glad you tuned in. We had a lot of wonderful people that we met on Periscope, and we're actually going to begin to do some great things with our Periscope people. We love our Periscope followers. So we're glad you are here tonight. Boy, the line is flooded. I know sometimes that a lot of people don't want to speak out, but if you're on this tonight, you're on this Blog Talk tonight, you ought to desire to say something to the people, amen, and to be a blessing to somebody else that's listening. So right now we're going to go to our commercial, and we will be right back to hear from some of you. God bless you.
To sow into this great work, you can go to www.impactfireministries.com or mailing your donation to P.O. Box 6323, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112. Call us at 318-562-3500 for more information.
We at Evelyn Dairy Ministries would like to thank you for tuning into our live broadcast every Thursday. Your continuous support is appreciated. Evelyn Dairy Ministries would love to hear your feedback. Call us at 318-562-3500 to leave a message or inbox us at evelyndairyministries@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, you can go back and listen to previous episodes at any time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/evelyndairyministries.
All right, we're back on time, on purpose. All right, this is Prophet Evelyn Dairy, and we're back. We want to thank you so much for staying tuned tonight. I want to introduce you to an awesome person here. We have here Sister Candy. How have you been blessed on tonight?
Amen. As usual, I'm always blessed. I thank God for the teachers on tonight, Prophet. The topic itself is enough to make anybody want to listen for these next 4 series of Birthing a Legacy, because I always, you always tell us, don't let nothing stop you, distract you, get you off focus of anything that's leading to your destiny, because your very destiny is could be the legacy that you will leave behind. So I was very blessed on tonight, and I just want to encourage everybody, like Prophet always tell us, let nothing stop you from your destiny. Let nothing block you. Let no one be a distraction to you, and don't be a distraction to yourself.
Amen, amen. God bless you. I want to thank you so much for that tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we have really been impacted. Even studying this series that we're going to have, the four-part series, we have actually begun to really see so many different things to unfold, and God has really, truly been blessing us in a mighty, major way. I want to thank everybody for being on here tonight, and right now we're going to take a question from our inbox. All right, and one of the questions that we have from Rose is asking, how do you know your purpose? Well, I want to thank you so much, Rose, and you're actually calling from Houston, Texas. Amen. And I want to thank you, amen, glory to God, so much, Rose, for tuning in tonight. One of the ways to actually know your purpose is to actually find that thing inside of you that, you know, I talked about that earlier. First of all, one of the things I can say how I'm able to know what my purpose is, and I get beat up a lot of times from this, is that I always want people to get it. I want people to get, you know, prayer. I want people to get intercession. I want them to understand that if they pray, God will answer their prayers. And so I'm always trying to push people, and it hurts my heart. It breaks my heart when I see people not praying. And I know that God is going to allow me to be able to offer some type of training tool to give to people to teach them how to sincerely have a prayer life. And it wasn't until I came in contact with an awesome ministry. I want to thank God tonight. I thank God for Greater Faith Christian Church, and it was in Marrero, Louisiana. And I want to thank God for that church, because in that church I learned how to pray. And I thank God for all of the intercessors, but there was one intercessor that actually really pushed me, and her name was John Watson. And I'm telling you, this is an awesome woman of God, and she used to always tell me, she said, baby, don't pray out of your emotions. You know, I could hear it like yesterday. She said, don't pray out of your emotions. You need to pray from within, out of your spirit. Pray and ask God to give you the words to say. And so I'm always, you know, when I'm praying, I'm asking God, Lord, remove me out of the way, so that when I'm praying, that I'm not praying soulish prayers. You don't want to pray out of the soulish realm. You don't want to pray prayers that will bring harm, Rose, to other people. You want to pray prayers that will bring forth a harvest and that will bring forth increase. And so I am finally on my destiny journey. I know what my purpose is, and that is to train and equip people in the area of prayer and intercession, and also to coach them and to cultivate them to the point where they're able to see who they are and know that there are dreams and visions inside of them. And so it's going to be that thing that you hate to see. You know, even as a shepherd, when I see people fall off, my God, I'm just like, oh, my God, can't they just get it that they have to remain focused, that no matter what attacks the enemy is bringing their way, they have to know that they have to push with all of their might and don't give up. You know, I've been trying to train people on intercession. This is a place that a lot of people fall off, because a lot of times when they start praying, they see all of the attacks coming forward. Well, you must know this, that when you start praying, that means war. You have two opposing forces that are fighting against each other. You have the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan, and the kingdom of Satan does not want to see the kingdom of God advance, but it's going to advance because God wins all the time. And as long as you understand that and you understand your purpose and your calling, you understand that, you know what, I can't do nothing without prayer. Come on. You have to understand nothing happens until we pray. When we pray, then God comes. He gives us the reinforcement. He always going to keep his word. He keeps his promises. And so when you begin to identify who you are by knowing the things that get you upset and ticking, my God, it ought to get you upset enough to push to your purpose, to push to your destiny. If you can't stand to see kids, you know, not reading and you can't stand to see them stumbling over words, then that's your passion. That's your gift. Start working with people. Start asking people, you know, to, you know, let you work with their children so that their children are being able to read at the capacity in which they need to be able to read. There's always something that's inside of you that's driving you to drive forward. If you can't stand to see people, you know, not working out at the gym, guess what? You get in there, you say, wait a minute, this is my passion. I can't see people just being lazy and sitting around all day. That's your passion. You know that's what's inside of you. Get yourself up and start training somebody and start practicing and start pursuing it and do it on purpose, unapologetically. Watch what God is going to do. He's going to elevate you. He's going to ship you to another place. And I pray tonight, I'm going to pray for you, Rose, and I pray that you will be blessed tonight to begin to pursue your destiny. Father, we thank you for Rose tonight. Father, we thank you for her question, oh God. We thank you that she, oh Father God, was not ashamed to ask that question. And God, we thank you tonight that you are revealing her purpose, that you're positioning her to prosper. We thank you tonight, God, that everything that she sets out to do shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that even those things that she has not thought about, God, that you were sent for, oh Father God, a midwife that will be able to push her forward to her destiny, push her forward to her purpose. Lord, let her tap into the untapped potential, Lord God, that lies inside of her, God. And we thank you, oh Father God, that your power and your resources, oh God, are flowing right here tonight. Oh God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise you now for Rose in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. I think we have time for one more question. Amen. Hallelujah. And somebody, amen, is asking. Oh, I'm sorry. We have one right now. I want to thank you so much for the testimony. This is from Veronica from Shreveport, Louisiana, and she says she's really enjoyed the teaching tonight. God bless you, Veronica. You're faithful, and we want to thank you for being faithful, listening in. I know you probably have background noise or your grandson is there running around, but we thank you. We thank you for being an awesome, awesome follower of Impact Fire Ministries, and we're still praying for your pastor. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless your pastor and to keep you strengthened in this hour. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to thank God for you guys. Thank God for everything that you're doing. And also we want to thank you for following us here on Block Talk Radio and also for being an awesome active part of the things that we do. Amen. So we want to thank you tonight. Hallelujah. All right. Now I think we have time for one more question. All right. How do you know what's the difference between you and somebody else? Maya, this here is from Michelle. Amen. Michelle from Idaho. Michelle, thank you. How do you know the difference between you and somebody else prophetically? Okay, well, we talked about that earlier, Michelle, and thank you, because I was looking at the question. At first, I thought she was saying, how do you know the differences? But now you're saying, how do you know the differences in the prophetic gift? Well, every prophet has different things that they're called to. You might have the apostolic prophetic prophet. You may have the prophet the seer. You may have those who have other anointings. And I've seen prophets that are able to give social security numbers and birthdays and able to tell things that are happening in different areas. It doesn't mean that the other person that is only able to see a gift and birth it out, it doesn't mean that they're not a prophet. It doesn't mean that the person that has been given revelation to be able to see when there's sickness in somebody's body, that they're any different. The thing, I mean, I'm sorry, not that they are different, But the thing about it is that they're different for a reason. And so God has given us all different things to do. So since they're different, they're still a prophet, okay? Even though they're different, and we talked about the different gifts and administrations, all right? So God has given us different gifts and different administrations, all right? So that's one of the things that we need to understand. There's different gifts and administrations of the gift but the same spirit, all right? Amen. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So you can actually find that in 1 Corinthians 12, all right, and they will begin to break that down. And 1 Corinthians 12 and 1, it says, "Now, brethren, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. You know that ye are Gentiles, carried away unto dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God call Jesus Christ accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God, which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, and to another faith, and by the same Spirit, to another gift of healing by the same Spirit, and to another the working of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another discerning of, and to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretations of tongues. But all of these work it that one same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." Nine gifts. So there are nine gifts of administration. And we're going to actually one time we'll get into that a little bit more. But I want to thank you so much, Michelle, for that question. I pray that you've been blessed tonight. Thank you for tuning in. And we want you to continue to listen in. Oh, my God, we have an awesome lineup for the next couple of weeks. So continue to stay tuned in. We want to thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do we have anyone else? All right, y'all, here we go to the last part. And guess what? Last but not least, we're about to pray, and then we're going to be on our way. All right? So we're going to pray. We're going to be on our way. We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Thank you to all my Periscope followers. Yes. Thank you to all my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you're not following us on one of those, or all of them, you need to do so tonight. We would thank God that you would do so. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray, and then we are going to be off here tonight. Amen. Father, we thank you. We thank you that by your word tonight that somebody has been empowered to go forward. We thank you on tonight that somebody has been pushed to their destiny and to their purpose. We thank you that on tonight someone is giving birth to a miracle. We thank you tonight, God, hallelujah, that those who have come on tonight, that they have been, oh, Father God, in the place of prayer. They've been positioned, oh, God, for purpose. We thank you that you're meeting every need of those who are tuned in. We thank you, Father God, that you are shifting them to the place that they need to be. We thank you, Lord God, that there will be nothing to hold them back, that there will be nothing to keep them down, that there will be nothing to turn them away from you. We thank you right now, Father God, for your power that's able to increase them, that's able, Father God, to push them forward, that's able to give them an adrenaline and a push to go forward, to reach their destiny, to reach their miracles. We thank you, Lord God, that there is a release now, oh Father God, in the spirit, that the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit is beginning to shift someone tonight, God, that they will begin to pursue that which you have placed inside of them, that they will not stop, that they will not give up, that they're not quitting, oh God, and they're not throwing in a towel. people, but that they're pressing forward, that they are beginning to see, oh God, the things that have begun to blind them, oh Father God, that the blinders are coming off of their eyes, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that the cobwebs are coming out of their ears, God, that they're able to hear what you're saying to them. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that they're able to see, oh God, what you have for them tonight, God. We thank you right now, oh God, that you, oh God, are shifting them, hallelujah, to a new place. We thank you, oh God, that you're setting them up, oh God, hallelujah, for greatness. You're setting them up, oh Father God, hallelujah, for more than enough. Overflow them, God. Supersize them, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're raining down miracles, signs, and wonders right now, right here on Block Talk. We thank you right now, Father God, hallelujah, that you, oh God, are causing a fresh wind to blow upon their dreams and their visions, that their eyes and their understanding are being opened. We thank you that in the top, oh God, the word will begin to drop in their spirit, God, that they will begin, oh God, to pursue you with everything inside of them, that they will be bold, oh God, hallelujah, to the things of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they, oh Father God, will hearken to your voice as you begin to speak to them, God, that they will begin to move forward, oh God, that they won't turn back, oh God, that they will begin, oh God, hallelujah, to move into your presence and your purpose. Oh God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus, for what you've done tonight. And we ask you to cover this prayer, oh God, by your blood and by your spirit. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for the supernatural. We thank you for those who are here. We thank you for those who have been stirred. We thank you, Father God, for those who have been equipped, those who have been revived, those who have been restored. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. If this has been a blessing to you, make sure you go and tweet some of this. Amen. Facebook, hashtag, amen, I'm birthing on purpose. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm birthing on purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what? God is doing it right now. We thank him tonight. We thank him for all that he's done. We thank you for all of our viewers, all of our listeners, those who are hearing even the replay. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise you now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. This is Prophet Evelyn Derry. Until next week, this is Prophet Evelyn Derry signing out. God bless you. Have an awesome week. Stay tuned next week. God bless you. Amen.